For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Everything's made from scratch right here in the kitchen.
You got any secrets?
Peanut butter.
That's Chuck Weaver, Vice President of Operations at Columbia's Epworth Children's Home, talking about what this machine is making. The product the home has become famous for in Methodist circles, peanut butter ice cream. According to Epworth President Reverend John Holler, the homemade delight has been a staple of children's desserts for more than 80 years.
It started back in the Great Depression, and Epworth received a great deal of peanut butter from the federal government, and they served peanut butter every way they could think to serve it, to, you know, give the children protein. Epworth had a dairy farm and lots of milk, and somebody at some point suggested, why don't we put it in ice cream and see how it tastes? They did, and the children loved it, and it's been a tradition ever since.
Everyone who visits Epworth is treated to a sample of the ice cream and raves about it. After years of requests, Holler is excited that a long-held dream is about to come true. Epworth is preparing to share its ice cream with the world.
Every now and then somebody would say, y'all need to market that. And we'd say, yeah, we know, you know, we'd love to do that, you know, and hopefully we'll do that one day. But it's really the group called the Friends of Epworth. Their purpose is to raise funds for Epworth. They came up with the idea of really, let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can bring this to market.
General Manager Dave Mackey said the home will work with specialty producer Greenwood Ice Cream in Atlanta to market its products using the Epworth recipe. He said working with the company will remove the day-to-day production from the children's home.
And it gives us the flexibility also to work on flavors. If we're going to get big, we have to have peanut butter plus other things. I think ultimately we'll launch with either four products, maybe as many as six. But in the ice cream business, you do need to just keep adding flavors. You know, a successful big ice cream business is 20 to 30 to 40 flavors, and you just keep bringing out something new as often as you can to generate interest, and that's where we also dream of being in the not-too-distant future.
Holler said the product's name will be just what it always has been known as, Epworth Ice Cream.
And part of that is to help people understand the need for helping children and serving children. And one of the logos that could be on the ice cream is 100% good, 100% profit. In other words, that everything made from the ice cream company will go into taking care of children in various ways. That's really one of the driving forces behind it.
Mackey is enthusiastic about the ice cream's future because the cause is a good one, and the product is enjoyed not only by the children and visitors, but the staff loves it too.
It's outstanding ice cream, it really is, if I do say so myself. I didn't have anything to do with making it. Peanut butter's a little bit unusual and not one of the most common flavors, but everything this company makes is very good, so that's our good fortune.
Epworth plans to start slowly to build its distribution, serving the ice cream initially this year through specialty restaurants and at churches and community events. If it grows to success in a few years, Holler said it could generate a significant amount of money for children's causes through Epworth. And he's looking forward to one other pleasure if the ice cream takes off.
When I retire, the requirement is that I get to drive the ice cream truck. And so that's that's written in the contract somewhere.
Holler said the ice cream is a great product for a great cause, and he anticipates a win-win situation for everyone. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.